Welcome back to the Gray Bar Sports on a Sunday morning.
Will Smith swings and he hits a drive. He hits a slammer.
Gray Bar, your distributor for electrical and datacom needs.
Milliken's win! Milliken's win!
Once again, from the Stifel Financial Sports Studio, Tom Ackerman.
Milliken's win indeed. SLU wins on Friday night at Herman Stadium against Indiana. 2-0 against the 7th-ranked team in the country. The women tied BYU, the 4th-ranked team in the country, the night before that. Joining us is the head coach at SLU, Kevin Kalish, is back on KMOX. Coach, thanks for being with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
I was there for both games, and what an atmosphere both nights. I mean, really terrific. The fans came out. I know that you're proud of your team, but let's first talk about that facility and that atmosphere. That was something else.
I tell you, it was an unbelievable environment for a college soccer game for both the men and the women. And, again, that shows why St. Louis is such a special place for soccer in this community.
You were ready to go for that one. Your team gave Indiana all it could handle. Tell me about before that game. I mean, I see it from the outside. I'm out there on the field. We've got the Herman Trophy there. You know, there's a lot of pomp and circumstance, big crowds. Indiana brought a pocket of fans. SLU fans come out roaring. What is it like moments before a big game like that, keeping your team focused?
Yeah, our preparation all week was quite good. You know, I think we had that right balance between being having the right level of intensity, but not overdoing it from a nerves perspective. You know, I just felt like we found that really good balance. We were calm, we were confident, but we were also very intense. And I thought, again, from a work rate perspective, I was really proud of the amount of work they did on the field.
You just really handled them defensively. Indiana could not find a way to get a clean shot or a shot, really. How did you do that?
Yeah, just the players. Yeah, the player, just the work rate. You know, it starts with our Matt Roble and Luis Lara, our two forwards. They just did a tremendous amount of work, and I think everybody kind of fell in line after that and just kind of did their job. But just our collective work rate, our collective mentality as a team was quite good on the night. And yeah, now our challenge is can we make that the standard?
You had a 1-0 lead at half. How was halftime compared to pregame? Same focus, same attitude going into half number two?
Yeah, I think we got some really good leadership. Obviously, Joey Mayer is a guy who's been around and understands how to win games, and I think he's provided some really good leadership in the locker room. Just to stay calm, to stay focused, and really kind of focus on the next 45 and just keep executing. And I think you know, one of the strengths of this team is our depth, and I thought you saw some guys come in and really keep the level extremely high. And that's what it takes to beat teams like Indiana. I thought it was definitely a full team effort.
You have great respect, of course, for Indiana and its program and all that it has done, 8 national championships. But here's SLU, still with the most national championships in the history of college soccer, 10. You had 18 championships between the two programs. And I know that is something that not only the school, but you as a program hang your hat on. When you're out recruiting, and your recruiting has been excellent, what are you telling people about St. Louis and its tradition? Because, Kevin, you know, even though they haven't won a championship since 1973, there's just this aura around SLU soccer that's a little bit different from other programs, going back in those generations, like an understanding of the sport, would you say?
100%. Yeah, there's a tremendous legacy here, and not only from all the teams that won titles, but also just all the players that have gone and played at the next level. And you know, soccer's important here. And it's built into the fabric of our community. And I think players see that. Players want to play in front of 6,000 fans and play in this environment and try to get that 11th star. So I think it's our challenge now. Can we go and climb the biggest mountain? I think that's what top players want to do. They want to be challenged, and I think we're just going to focus now on each and every day and trying to be the best versions of ourselves that we can. But we think if with the players we're bringing into the program, we're going to put ourselves in a great position to do so.
With the facilities upgrade to campus, what has that been like for you? Yeah, especially in terms of performance, but also in recruiting over the last few years.
Yeah, it's a game changer, right? Obviously our Billiken's Soccer Legacy Center, they're a Lawson Family Champion Center. I mean, these facilities are as good as any in all of Division One. So from a soccer perspective, if you're a player and you want to, just again, not only the Herman Stadium but also the training fields and everything you have here, you know, there's no reason why you can't reach the highest level. So we're very fortunate, we're very blessed, we're very grateful for everything SLU gives us, and we're definitely want to carry the flag for SLU as well.
We mentioned the women's team. Katie Shields comes out with, she gets a storm in her first game against Kansas City and ends up, they have to call it a scoreless draw. Then a tough matchup against BYU. She ends up in a draw 1-1. You've got to keep your eye on this women's program, though, if you're on that side, don't you, Kevin? I mean, they have things together. They've got some big-time players on that team.
They really do. I enjoy watching them play a ton. And I was at the BYU. I was actually at both games. And they've got a great team. They just got to keep, I know the Katie will get them peaking at the end of the year. And it was a really good performance against BYU. And I'm excited to watch them today against Mizzou. And, yeah, Katie and her staff do an unbelievable job.
What a time this is for St. Louis University soccer, and basketball is coming here quickly with Rebecca Till and Josh Schertz. Good times on campus, and I can't say it enough. And final thing for you, Kevin, is the atmosphere that I saw on Friday and on Thursday, just with the youth soccer players that were surrounding that facility and the kids playing this sport. It has to really make you feel good about the future, the present and the future of this sport here in St. Louis.
Yeah, obviously St. Louis City plays a big part of that as well. And just, obviously we now can watch the highest levels of the game played each and every week. But yeah, there's the amount of talent in this market, the unbelievable amount of coaches at the youth and high school levels. It's like soccer paradise in some ways, right? So, we got a great thing going in this town, and we just got to keep from our perspective, just got to keep recruiting those St. Louis players, and good things will happen.
Kevin, congratulations on a great win over Indiana, 2-0, and best of luck the rest of the way. Of course, we'll stay right here with you as the home of the Billikens. Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.